Begin the current daf and set the sachem daf memvav. Begin the amid base. Begin the test the master. Begin with the gemara. Hoy b'yibayi mitzvah. Since if he wanted, he could be shoyl on it. So Tosfos can explain when do we say contra b'liyazer hoyo? And that is the gemara was saying contra b'liyazer. Since if a person wants to, he could undo his chalom. So therefore, also now, even if he didn't, it's still considered like his money, and there is going to be oivram bal yiro bal yimatzeh, and therefore, again, he said you have to separate it only after you baked it, because, again, if you do it beforehand and it becomes chamstick, you can't bake it, you're going to be oivram bal yiro bal yimatzeh. Now, Ekshu B'Kunjit Rashi asks as follows. Imkein, if that's the case, yikru lo sheim achkach toifer. What do you mean? You should still be able to call it challah and then bake it. Mitam hoil, since you could say since, if you want, you could go ahead and ask on it even once it's challah. So we consider like it says challah. So then, okay, it's your challah. Then you should be able to bake it even when it is already called challah, because it could still be quote unquote like your challah, which you're allowed to bake your challah, because you could be shoyl on it. On that, the Gemara says either by Maria or Vitirit, that on that Rashi answered, kimish yochel as b'lohil, as Rashi does answer, since you could do it without a hoil in the way Rabbi Elazar is prescribed, say in the last day, so we're not going to do a hoil. A hoil is still a logical, but it's not an actuality. And therefore, we prefer to do it in a way that you don't have to come onto the svar of hoil. Then Tosfos says, if you're going to say, if that's the case, am I sure Rabbi Elazar left us, then why did Rabbi Elazar permit you to bake? Mishum hoil, because, okay, technically each one is fit for the person. Because come on, like the Gemara says later on. What do you mean? Below hoil, achlasses, you could do without hoil. Adi hatolot sign, like Tosfos had previously said, when you grease the ben beseira, so why would Rabbi Elazar allow you to do it in this way? If it's based on the svar and hoil, and Rashi says when you could do without hoil, we don't let you do hoil. So Vayim Ridri says no, because the hachi adif tfei matolat sign. No, it's better to do what Rabbi Elazar prescribed than to put into cold water, because tekel meichas, you still have to be concerned. Tzar yafa, a person might not be so careful even by putting into cold water. The other chametz that could come to chametz, and therefore we prefer that you could bake it. That totally stunts the ability from it becoming chametz. Vaydishlam, moreover, says Taisus, chayil v'yibayim mitchel Allah, the svar of saying that, oh, if he wants to, he could be shoyl on it, which was the basis of the question, says Taisus lo shchiach. That's not so common for a person to do, to be shoyl on the chal that did. And therefore, we don't say such a hoyl to permit baking a yamtiv because of that svar. Come on, like it's obvious in the Gemara later on, Gabalechem upon the Shtei Alechem. When it discusses regarding the showbreads every Shabbos and the Shtei Alechem Ashuas, that we say, the enough yasin doich yamtiv, that you're not allowed to bake them on yamtiv. Even though you could say, since we boy parkly, if a person wants to, he could redeem the kachem and then it's his, and therefore you're allowed to go ahead and bake your own bread on the yamtiv. No, because as Tosfos actually explains, he says that don't say the reason why you don't say hoyl is because, what do you mean, it's already sanctified and therefore you can't redeem it anymore. Like any kachem is bech, you can't redeem it. That Tosfos says no, that wouldn't be an explanation. Therefore, it is the proof of Tosfos trying to say. Because actually the oven does not sanctify them. And Tosfos proves this, because it would sanctify it. So then actually they should become invalid from being left out overnight. Like the Gemara explains later on that you baked them from before Yom Tov. Obviously, it's not a physical sanctity. And therefore, it's not possible. And again, therefore, that's why you can't say that you can't redeem it. Obviously, you could redeem it. And obviously, still, we won't say such a hoyl because it's an uncommon thing. And b'chei mochel b'menachas, so it's obvious in the Gemara, menachas of ayin beis, I'm a beis. The man, the one who says, eina fiyos and dechi yamdu, that their baking does not override yamdu, gusaba holds, the eina tana mekachin, that the oven does not go ahead and sanctify it. And therefore, since it's not sanctified, even after there was baked, so again, you could redeem it, like, oh, we'll catch a better goodbye, so then, why wouldn't you bake it on yamdu? Because of I hoyl, since you could redeem it. Obviously, Taisa said that you don't say hoyl for something that's not so common. Now, Barajra Pirish, he explains that Kinir Eloi, that it appears to him that Shadas Rashi, the opinion of Rashi is, Kivin Shasal Mitzarfon, since the basket goes and combines them, Vesayfi Litla Achaz Al Kulin, you end up taking one for all of them, Nimta Shatach B'Levash Ein Rolachid, so it comes out that you went through an effort that was not necessary for eating, Elimitam Hoyal Shari, and it's only permitted because of sins. Because if you want, you don't have to separate one for chale, but support them, you want, you can break off a piece from every single one. And each one is fit for the person. And since, even if you're not going to call a name Achatoifa until you bake, it's not going to be put all day, only through hoil. Now, this is where he's coming to answer the question. And if you're going to go ahead and do like we're asking, calling it a name before it's baked, have it tray hoil, so that's two hoils. Again, one is, since if he wants to, he could be shoiling and bake it and eat it for himself. So even after that he didn't, so he could go ahead and bake it. And additionally, you need another oil that if he wants to, he could separate a little bit from each one, so each one is therefore fit for himself. And that says the Rashba, that betray ha'il amrina. We don't say two oils, and therefore, that's why we're not going to say this oil of calling it a shame from before. Now, because of the Rashba l'Purusha, the Rashba has a difficulty with Rashi's interpretation, which sounds like going to Rashi, that if a person would separate from the dough after that was baked, a little bit from each loaf, for challah, so that would be a permissible way of baking the dough on Yom Tov, even without oil, and whatever oil is that only that when you separate one whole loaf for challah, that's where the oil comes to let you do that, because technically you could do each piece, but the Rashba finds it difficult, because since if you'd break off from each and every one of those breads, those rolls, would be permitted even out of oil. And then how do Rabban, and we're back to the question, as the premise we said earlier. So how do Rabban permit you to do it through oil, given the oil? As we said, if you're allowed to do it, if you could do it out of oil by taking off from each and every one, so how do we let you with oil and take over then one bread at the end? It's the Rashba answers. Because the sage is not required to go through effort to take off each and every one, and therefore we will say oil. Now, for Rima, actually, Rima asks, what do you mean? Even when you break off from each and every one a piece to give for challah, also lafa is, you're not allowed to bake. What's this whole thing we're saying, that if you could break off, then you're allowed to bake? Can you move the peg base the bay? Like it's obviously in Gemara Bay, that Chaval of Malv, where the Gemara says, Yisrael shall not have a shal Yisrael. If you have a dough that's from the non-Jew and the Jew's dough, also lafa is, we have now bake it on Yom Tov, give you Nefshal Miflag of Belisha, since you could separate them when you're needing them. So here also, if you tell me that each and every piece has some challah inside of it, so you would have to separate it, and you wouldn't be able to bake that. And just like when you have a dough, it's half owned by a Jew and a non-Jew. And that says, Benir l'Rashba l'Chalak, but the Rashba sees that, no, you could differentiate. Because the Dav could be Isis Nachri Asam Rabban, specifically by the non-Jews' dough, which that's mixed together with the Jews, that's where the rabbinically they said it's forbidden. But regarding challah, they didn't make it forbidden. Mishim took a challah, because there's a way to rectify that of the challah. And Be'inir l'Riva, it doesn't seem correct to the Riva, which sounds inferred from Rashi's interpretation that he had previously said in the Mishnah, that after you bake it, if you want to, you could separate a full challah, one whole roll on all of them, because all Rabbi Eliezer holds that the basket combines them for challah, and even though the Mishnah is talking about one big dough that has the share of challah as when you're needing it, but you could bake them and then separate it when it's all separately baked and take one whole challah on the rest of the challahs, because the Avi Bishai being a dechil challah mitchil. It sounds like from Rashi that even though you had an obligation of challah initially when there was dough, being a tzir b'sal l'hafreshach zekulon, that you need to have the basket to combine them to separate one and all of them. That's what sounds like from Rashi. That's not correct, that inference. Because so too it sounds like from Rashi's ruling later on, you don't need to have the basket to combine them after they were baked, to have them in the basket together, and only then could you go ahead and separate challah. That's el kishul lohoy bet chilah shir challah. It's only when you didn't initially have the measurement of challah. That's what the Gemara brings later on in the sugya. When these women, when they would bake these smaller measurements for Pesach, that okay, they didn't have initially the shir, that then you could subsequently do it. But you don't, it's not like you need to have both. And this is explicitly taught in the Brisa, in the second parak in the fourth Mishnah, that not the Mishnah teaches. Some makes a dough kav at a time. So it's exempt from chal until you the each dough is biting into the other dough. He says, even if you take it down from the oven and you put it into a basket, etc. Mashma Hedya says, Taisa, it sounds explicitly, that if you didn't have initially the measurement of challah, that then it's going to be sufficient when in the basket they're together. But if initially had the share of challah as a dough, you don't need to have the combination of the basket of all the doughs at the end to separate one on the other. Ella, all that you do need, says Taisa, cover ba'alma, just that they should be near each other, could they literally min amukav, which halacha you have to separate the trumas, including the challah, from that which is near, come maybe truma ma'isa. The lebi in a tzir sal lahafresh mezalzeh, but you don't need to have that the basket combines them to separate one from the other. Ela kava, rather have them near each other. Now, miu, however, says taste near the reed seems to the reed. The im nesin lasal, that when you're putting it into the basket, beinin, and as we said, because if it didn't have the shechala initially, the beinin amin yigir bahadiyah, then they do have to be touching each other. And the reason is because again the taking of challah has to be from that which is near each other. Because Omar Rabbi Eliezer Gufa B'Shem K'Shem B'Perek K'Shem, like Rabbi Eliezer himself says in Sotav Lamed Amalaf, when you have Shtei Isu, when you have two doughs, Achas Tar B'Achas Tamei, one's Tar, one's Tamei. So what do you do? So you put a piece of dough that's less than that of an egg in the middle. which is so that won't become tummy because it's less than, it won't be able to contaminate less than the shear. But kedeli tumin the mukum, so that you should take it from that which is near each other. So it says taisim and the late shawi al yitzir itself. And the fact that you see it's not enough just to be in the same basket. Mashem the boy naman the gear also has to be touching in that piece of dough connecting them. So it's not just enough to be in the same basket. It's also to be touching. We continue the next taisim after begin with the gemara. Highly buy it since if he wants to mitchalal he could go ahead and ask and undo this challah. So therefore, there's a svar of hoyel to say that it is his and he's going to be over bal yiro bal yimatzi. So he's going to explain that why don't we say hoyel by matzah of Meister Sheini and Hektish. Says Tayyus Timel Rashba, it's a wonder to the Rashba. Why is the Gemara saying on that Lamechev Amanaf, the matzah is Meister Sheini? The matzah of Meister Sheini proves in Yitzhak Baba Pesach, you don't fulfill in Pesach. Lurim Meir, according to Meir, the Sava Meister Sheini, Mamma Gabayhu, that says that it's considered Hashem's money. Voychosh Matzahschem, and it's not considered your matzah. Problem is, but if you wanted, you could be shoyel on the Meister Sheini. Like his, it won't have the halacha as the Meister Sheini. More says Taisus. The Gemara previously said of Heimer Beis. The halacha is you cannot see your own chametz. That's lo yirolucha. Of alatareish lachem shal gavayi, but you could see others and that of Hashem's. Now, v'hashal gavayi namechash v'kishalai. What do you mean? Hashem's also considered yours. Hayli bayi mitchallah. I can find the svar in our Gemara that he could be shoyel in there. So the Tirtzri, the re-answer is no. The Shani Hanu Dechsib Hu Lashem. Those things which it says that it's for Hashem, like the case we're asking from. Avagavdi by Mitchallah. Even though, yes, technically you could be Shail on it. Chash Makasav Shal Gavaya. The Pasuk considers it that of Hashem's. And therefore, regarding those things like the Maisa Sheni, which it says explicitly Hashem, that you cannot be Shail on. And again, even if you could be Shail on it, we don't consider it as if it's yours because you could be Shail on it. Because it's considered Hashem's. Additionally, the re-answers. Once the Hektish item already came to the hand of the temple treasurer, we don't say that if he wants, he can be shal in it. Because you can't be shal in it. It's already Hektish has possession. And Morva says, and to also say that, oh, if he wants, he could go out and redeem it. That we also don't say. Because what would happen then if he would redeem it? Then he would acquire it. And as Taisa points out, the Atu Nechsh of Chametz Shal Nachri Kishalei, you think that the Chametz of a non-Jew is considered his Holy Boy Kanli, since if he wants, he could buy it. The redeeming doesn't make it like as it was always yours. It's like now acquiring for the first time. So the non-Jew's Chametz is not yours because you could technically buy it. And that's the same thing by Hektish. Vaiter, it additionally answers, Kimich and his Chametz, once it becomes Chametz, Shumodim Leiftenu. So nobody is going to redeem it. And therefore, you can't see the Svara, Holy Boy Boy Park. But Taisus ends up by saying, "But tzarchin b'hanuk hoyel lechoshav." But you have to know about all those other cases of hoyel that it says over there in Perakol Shem that hoyel v'lekar l'shem. That there's all these cases that the Gemara wanted to know that the matzah of challah of Meiser Sheni, which is that you have to be able to eat out of Yerushalayim. Meiser Sheni, you're not allowed to. But if it becomes tummy, you could. But if it's challah, then you can't. So what Tais is wondering, but why didn't you say that hoyel lekar l'shem? If you wanted to, you could have not called it challah, and then you would be able to fill it as tummy meiser sheni out of Yerushalayim. So then why didn't you say the same? And so too, why by hektish you're not oyv b'al because it's not yours. But if you want to, you weren't makdish in the first place. That Tais says is tzarchin. Tinnik says, Master, Tais begins the words of the Gemara, Rabba Amen in Eloika. Rabba says, you don't get lashed. Tais is going to explain that when do you say Hayil to permit a biblical malacha, which the Gemara had said, someone bakes from Yom Tov to the weekday. So the Machlaikis, Rabba says, you don't get lashes. Why? Since if guests would come, it would be fit for them. So therefore, you don't get lashes now, even though technically really being over malacha, the Raisim. But then says Tais from Tami begin to say, wait a second. Dumb moments need the gemas and shabbat upside the him and off hamachad. If someone sweeps, very the chalz tavash, if someone takes down the honeycomb, that shagug b'shabbos, if he does it by mistake on Shabbos, chaybechatz. He's a b'yamtiv, he does deliberately yamtiv. So he's going to get 40 lashes, that deliberately has. V'chomim, the sages say, no, inkan el-shavos, there's only rabbinic prohibition. Now, v'amai, locally, Rebbe Lezer, the question is, according to Rebbe Lezer, even if he holds it as a malacha d'arai, so why you get lashes? Le'im ahoyil mekad le'archim, you say, what I mean, if guests would come, so then you would need it. So why if you do it hazy to b'yamtiv, are you going to get lashes? They only exempt you because they don't consider the honey and the honeycomb as if it's attached to the ground. But if it would be, you'd be chayv. Why? Why don't you say that it could be considered eichel nefesh if guests would come? And that's the same way you could say is kugain shahid v'shadvash. We're talking about the honey spoil. Bein ralach is not fit to be eaten. And therefore, even if it gets become lechazal, it wouldn't be fit. And therefore, it's malacha deraisa without a hetav b'chol nefesh. Or inami, additionally, Taisa says we're talking about bereid the samach lishkezacham, where you take it down right before the sun sets. Shafali v'yarchem, even if guests will come, in trust b'yam lachli, it's not enough time for them to eat it on the yamter. But therefore, that's why you can be chayv. Now it says Taisa b'hai shenuyo asa shab mashik shriva. The answer we just gave also works out very well according to what to answer what the Riva had asked. The Shemin Leila Rabba Dislaychan, we know Rabba Holt is called Hachana the Rabba. The one is biblically forbidden to go ahead and cook and bake from Yom Tov to Shabbos, as the Gemara brings Bereish Masechet Beis after Beis Mabeis, Bereish Bekol Ma'arvin, the beginning Kol Ma'arvin, there even after Mechaz Mabeis. The Amar that Rabba says in Yom Tov Mechon Shabbos Yom Tov in Alvapir from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Now on that says the Gemara, Yamar Hoyel, but if you say this whole Svar of Hoyel, that if there would be guests that were coming, that therefore would be permitted to do Malacha in Yom Tov, so then Heicha Mishkachas Ladein Yom Tov Mechon Shabbos. How do you ever have this Halacha V'Chanan the Rabba that you cannot pray from Yom Tov to Shabbos? What do you mean? Every single time it could be permitted, yeah, even you don't need it, but Hoyel since if guests would come. So that's the so Hashem Mishkachas. Now we have it, like we just answered before. Samach Lishkezachama, Kedabrishis, when Snishkezachama, where you don't have this Rav Hoyle for guests, because there wouldn't be enough time anyway. And then Taisa Vimtim, if you're going to say Yemirin Hoyle, but if you say Hoyle, became adult to come Malacha Shabbos, what do you mean? Then there's no more violation of doing Malacha Shabbos, because you could say Hoyle, since Varol Ochel Shabbos is going to, since this Malacha would be fit for a sick person that would have danger to his life, and then it would be permitted. So right now, that's Rav Hoyle should tell you that you shouldn't be violating the Malacha on Shabbos. That's just it. What you can say is no kim l'shchir klal, since that's not really so common at all. Loimin ha'il, again, we won't say ha'il in those types of cases when it's not common, and therefore that's why you don't have that exemption for malachas being done on Shabbos.